Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Today marks the 18th anniversary of the deadly 35W bridge collapse in Minneapolis.
Everything you got, the whole bridge over the river fell down. There's cars all over the place.
13 people died and 145 were injured when the bridge fell into the Mississippi River during the evening rush hour on August 1st, 2007. Investigators blame the collapse on design flaws on the span's gusset plates. The new bridge opened just over a year later. A 35W remembrance garden near Gold Medal Park honors the victims of the bridge collapse. Brent Palm, MNN.
A new drunk driving law went into effect today. It stems from a fatal drunk driving incident at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park, where two people were killed and many others injured. The driver responsible had five previous DUI convictions, but was not required to have a breathalyzer installed in his vehicle. Under the new law, that's no longer the case. Anyone convicted of a DUI who has a previous offense within the past 20 years must now install an ignition interlock device for a minimum of 2 years. A third DUI conviction increases the requirement to 6 years, and a fourth pushes it to 10 years. Republican Representative Paul Anderson of Starbuck is criticizing the MPCA for sharply increasing feedlot permit fees with little warning. Anderson, who chairs the House Ag Committee, says the fee hikes ranging from 48% to 56% will put added pressure on livestock producers already facing tight margins.
A fee increase of this size, this magnitude, is really just another example of squeezing farmers and trying to, I don't know what the purpose is, but they're going to make it more difficult to make these things cash flow and even go ahead and expand or build a new feedlot here in Minnesota.
The new fees went into effect today. In other headlines, Minnesota Grown is once again asking groceries across the state to show off local pride by entering the Retailer of the Year contest. Coordinator Rachel Wandry says stores have to put together displays highlighting local grown products they sell.
Some stores go all out. There was one that had a full canoe 1 year that they filled with all kinds of local products with a kind of a camping theme. But they'll do tastings, they'll do cook-offs, meet your farmer opportunities, and it just really goes a long way.
A Minneapolis man is facing attempted murder charges after allegedly stabbing his mother in an Edina park before injuring himself. 31-year-old Demetrius Favero was charged in Hennepin County Court with first-degree attempted murder. Police found the woman Sunday with stab wounds to her neck and leg. Ready for deer season, the Minnesota DNR has just released the 2025 hunting regulations, and licenses are now available starting today. This is MNN.